Right, well, that's pretty exclusive, this.
Yeah.
Okay, so a quick overview. So we need a new API. I think everyone here already knows why, so I'm not going to go over it in great detail. The existing one is a bit shit, and it's really there for historical reasons. Everybody's going to change, so we'll have to follow suit. To make our lives better, FPA support works, choose to use your FPA a lot. Floating point issues. So there's an awful lot of code we've already fixed together in the work, which will never be done fixing. What else? It provides binary compatibility with other systems, which is interesting and exotic. So in theory, you can run the same code on stuff produced by ADS, Arm's ADS, Linux, GCC, Linux, and Symbian, all those things, which is only really something proprietary people care about. With a codec. We don't particularly want to help there, but I think it'll be a side effect. So at the moment there's two flavours of new ABI-ness. There's the old kernel syscalls with a glibc with some shims in it, which is what you get with glibc 2.3.6 and the code source 3.4 toolchain. And then there's all shiny new ABI proper with a new kernel and a new glibc, which is GCC 4.1, GCC 2.4, or 2.3.7, because I don't think it's out yet, and kernel 2.16 or later. So it's all pretty shiny and new. So that's the kind of fundamental background. Does that make sense to everyone? Maybe you lost. Where are we at? We picked a name after a lot of ranting. For a new Debian ARM architecture, for which Guillaume has just posted a patch, so we can call that basically done, unless someone probably needs to test it. In terms of actually getting this working, Ricky built a user space with code sorcery cross toolchain. So that's the shim flavour of doing things, which basically worked. Martin Guy's been working on getting the new toolchain stuff working. He's been using CrossTool, partly because he's not really a Debian person, so he can get his head around all the Debian CrossTool stuff, and mostly because I just had an extra layer of stuff that didn't work. It's easier to get it cross-building with CrossTool first and then worry about the Debian packaging. So that now builds kernels and boots on QEMU using an old style user space. I think Kevin of the OE project built a shiny new toolchain as well, which basically works on importing various things that go wrong, because with a new major version of glibc and GCC, various things are broken. I know Guillaume and Nokia have been doing stuff. You should probably tell us exactly where we're at if you know. Yeah, and what works and what doesn't, and how far you've got.
Didn't issue.
Not really. I think they're still using all the code sorcery cross toolchain rather than trying shiny new latest. A guy called Elliot Foster has been hand booting Debian with again the code sorcery toolchain. He's got a native build that works. So yes, lots of efforts. I'm not sure anyone's quite got all the new stuff. They have a root file system, which is all new style, which I think is where we'll get
to. Oh, it probably has.
Yeah, probably actually. It's a bit unknown here. So anyway, the question really is, I talked to AJ, because he's been one of the people who expressed the opinion that we want to make old ARM work new style. So I explained to him why that was really, really hard, and we went, okay, yeah, fair enough. So I think everyone agrees on which way we're going in terms of starting a new core. The suggestion was, so the extra complexity of supporting old ARMs, i.e. strong ARM, isn't that old, but it is discontinued. The long building structure is still a bit at the moment. because it's ARM V4 instead of V4T, it doesn't do thumb into working, which is part of the spec. Now, I don't think we actually care much about thumb into working, but on the other hand, it'd be nice not to break it in case someone wants to use thumb into working in the future. And a novel has been suggested to avoid using the instruction that doesn't exist. So we have an extra two instructions in every function call. So it will be a slight inefficiency, but I don't think that's critical. And it would be, we just need to modify GCC to do that normally, but have a CPU optimization for the case where you've got something newer than a strong arm, so it's easy to rebuild.
Does it be X instruction?
Yeah, that's right. So that will mean we'll be doing a slightly different ABI than everyone else. I'm not sure if that introduced any incompatibilities. I don't think so. But I'd like to be sure before we go that route. If we don't do that, then we can leave old arm, strong arm. AJ didn't rule out the possibility of releasing this with Edge ready. Not impossible, but I think it's very likely. If we suddenly find the tool chains, well, the tool chains seem to have just about started working now. So in theory, we've got some build machines.
When is the tool chain freeze?
That's true.
When is it?
It's,
well, I think we'll find out the start, which is in like 15 minutes or something.
Okay. Actually, I've got that mail up from earlier. TPM was saying if we want to get a 4.1, we've got to have it done by sometime or other. But yeah, it's like a month away or something. It's not very long. So you're right, the chances of getting definitive tool chain by then are pretty low, I'd say.
But I think we can go more or less through the ball and stuff.
Yeah, so yes, I can
move quite a few.
I'd sort of fancy hardware arm, which is intended for this purpose, and I'll just get it working. So that's got a file system, which is old style half new ABI. So I can build stuff now. I can set it to remote reset it, so I can build with it from here. So yeah, what I really want, I'm not quite sure whether to build stuff with what exists in terms of the kind of old kernel assumed glibc and get a root of s and start building things and then worry about updating those to all new, or if we should, if that's going to cause endless trouble, and it's better to just get a whole new, all new ABI tool chain and then start from the building. Because we get a different set of bugs of GCC 3.4 versus 4.1 anyway. But apart from that, I'm not sure it makes too much difference. It's just the other versions, really. I don't know. Does anyone else think I've talked too much? And maybe what we should actually just do is sit down and try. There's pages and pages of stuff about building tool chain from Martin. And what I'd like to do is try putting a new tool chain into the crocodile thing and seeing if it spits out a root file system. In theory, it should just work beautifully.
I'd like to see how broken that is today.
Because if that works, that's then just a matter of making one build that all that stuff work. Setting it off. Because what we need is some web page. So we've got the standard Debian interface with the build D pages saying this broke and that broke and got here. So everything kind of,
well, you can get a bit experimental, I'm sure.
Exactly. So I'm sure that's it. The moment we have a machine that works. So I want to get to a machine that works as soon as possible. I'm not quite sure what the least painful way of doing that is. And maybe using Elliot's stuff or even refuse. Did you get as far as a native GCC? I think you didn't, did you?
No, I didn't.
No. So Elliot's got one, and ARM got one. I'm not quite sure if they're both shim style. I'm not sure. The problem is that if you build anything like that for the shim glibc, whether that interworks with stuff built for glibc 2.4 or shiny new.
SSH because I don't have the necessary GCC stuff here, and I want to download it here.
That seems to be working relatively well the last couple of days. So, and I need a bit of help with one of the last time I tried to set it up for work. But in fact, it requires a bootstrap image for the standard setup, and you go, well, that's no good, we've got one of those. So presumably you can set it up to just build on box instead of within a chroot. Anyone know?
What's going to sell us for you?
No?
You can always. I don't think you can get one of those with a base system if you don't have one already.
No, so you get a base system easily.
You have to get a base system.
You have to find a base system.
Right, yeah. So, okay, so we can then just put that in a chroot.
Yes, if you have a base system, you can
just
one of those.
Just
put
it in the world, right. Okay.
Well, I think so. You can do this.
Fair.
It's also because there are a lot of intelligence like GDC, you see, and you have to do some things.
It needs
TTEC to build the mount, the info files, something like that. And TTEC then depends on things because it needs XDVR.
There
we go. So you have to do it by hand.
You badly need to build up to no docs to just chop all this stuff off. It's so shit.
Is running already the big Debian ARM thing.
That's right, yes.
And it switches? I'm sorry.
A big Debian ARM.
He's already running big Debian.
Yeah, that was a different thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Getting them building set up. Yeah. And this is a very lovely tool, actually.
Yeah,
basically, you point to the box and say
a box with length base, basically.
It needs base.
Yeah.
So, I think right now we need to get a new base built. Is it ARM and not VFP? That's the correct root on the box. So it's they're all trivial fixed, but we actually have to go around and do them.
I don't think the DI is going to be an issue.
Right. But apart from that, and structure pattern things, which might now be wrong again, because if they're specifically fixed for this arm in general,
right.
I think they might now become broken again. Although mostly people just put
a function, which
actually
takes from arm.
Well, I think people generally just put whatever it is, the special attribute packed, which I think will still work. That just stretches things out, so that should be fine. Then people have messed about and said, oh, his arm will just shoot all the bytes around.
Let's see.
Which is a reality. Hopefully nobody did that. Okay, so I think we'll mess about later today to see what we can build. Try and find ourselves some FTP masters to hassle. Is there a specific we need to ask in terms of getting things to happen?
I mean, if you talk with AJ about like the arm, keeping the arm being important, I think that's the main issue.
Yeah.
How do you want to talk to people about how they feel about Voldemort having that great path issue?
Because we went over the upgrade thing a bit, but it's sufficiently exotic because you have to boot into a chalice and then change the base system, and then remove a new kernel, and then put the rest in. The chance of that working seems to be pretty low. So I think we just need to say, package list.
Backup / /etc and reinstall. It's much more likely to work.
I think that's analogy is just the AV64 conversion, support people partial upgrading from I3D6 to AV64 over their AV64 boxes.
Right.
For some reason we should draw them. Because there's far less of them.
It is possible to build a kernel that does hundreds of and
in theory, right?
In theory.
I was talking with you and it seemed to think that you could actually do that. Well, the kernel works for both new ARM API and the old one. Did you?
No, the kernel, no. The kernel can, like, I believe it can use user run from the old API
store
the API.
That's only one of either.
Yeah. One of the users are not
right all at the same time, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Once the old Navi combat flag, then I think it should be able to use them both.
Yeah.
It has, you compile the kernel as
well. Okay, there's a flag in the kernel. It's all the
and then
it has
a flag to support the old Navi too.
Yeah, okay.
What is the kernel? It needs to load for single line.
Slightly.
It's big time different.
Yeah, the new kernel syscall convention is not actually tightly coupled to the EAV change.
They just decided to do it at the same time because
they're breaking stuff anyway.
Which
makes sense.
I
was thinking
the
EAV changes
need to
be for syscall changes.
No. Which is why there's this halfway house, the old kernel and syscall, 2.6.8 to 13. So you can split the two things.
What's the skull shapes in the
command? I don't know the actual details. They're different. Point of branch.
That's good.
Yeah.
Please.
I thought we were going to this. It was very possible to upgrade. And you mean to upgrade with red?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you need to keep sculpting.
What I'm thinking right now is like change root is not possible, but if there is a way to run UML Linux on that, that will do it.
Yeah, that's true.
That will be like not a very elegant solution, but still it's like the only way I see to run
new
UML.
I know. Like I said, it's kind of an interesting project somewhat just to see if it can make it work, but I think we've got better things to do.
We're going to be hosting
it back to Arm at some point, and now kind of set up an umbrella. So, because, you know, we're just doing projects at the moment, that's kind of the end of December, and then there's a maintenance period of 6 months or something. But after that, it might, I mean, it should be able to persuade us just to leave it in February, anything else. But that's not yet guaranteed. You're right, I suppose we might need some better bandwidth on the end of the DSL line at the moment. Although, I don't know, if it depends on the ratio of buildings into their loading space, I want to do that, that's a different idea. And also, at least to start with, I think we need to keep doing the reset button. So, once we've got it stable here, we should get some way better. And I think other people have boxes. I'm not sure what Nokia are using to build stuff. If you've got super fast hardware.
What do we? They use Scratchbox 0.986 with a code sorcery tool chain compiled specifically for Scratchbox 986.
Yeah. Okay, so you have not actually using any native building.
Has anyone tried to build a GCC for that and use it? A native GCC has been compiled with that system.
Okay.